I spent my early years on a farm in Iowa and been around things like fields of corn and vegetable gardens most of my life. My dad was a great gardener. He knew just when and how to plant to get the maximum yield. He was a gardening genius. But one year, he did something that astounded me, and I've never forgotten it. One year, he surrounded the entire garden with nasturtiums. Now, I wondered why he had planted these flowers around the perimeter of the garden. And toward the end of the summer, I found out. A plague of millions of grasshoppers came through and demolished everyone's gardens except ours. They gobbled up those nasturtiums that surrounded our garden and moved to the next one, leaving ours intact. Now, how he knew they were coming, I'll never know. My dad was a gardening genius, but in John chapter 15, the abiding chapter, we are introduced to the greatest gardener of all. Every good gardener knows you have to prune your plants and trees to get maximum yield. And so with God. Jesus said, "My Father is the husbandman, the vine dresser, the gardener." And then he says this, "And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes and cleanses it, that it may bring forth more fruit." Now there are two pictures to notice here. One, there is a severity in this picture of God. And secondly, there's a single-mindedness in this picture of God. As a gardener, he has one interest, that these branches bear lots of fruit. Our experience shows us that God is very accepting. In fact, whosoever will may come to God. But in this passage, we see another picture of God, another side of his nature. He looks for fruit, and if he doesn't find it, Jesus says that he takes that branch away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it to bring forth more fruit. God takes whatever action is necessary to cleanse his people so they will produce fruit for his glory. And of course, the key to it all is that the people of God abide, live in close, day-by-day fellowship with Jesus Christ. Friend, let me encourage you to remember, if God is pruning your life, rejoice. He wants your life to be fruitful for his glory. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.